The next phase, that is dark phase, it is also known as light independent phase or biosynthetic phase. The old term dark phase did not mean that it occurs when it is dark at night. It only meant that the reactions are not dependent on light. That is why it is now better to call it light independent phase. The reactions in this phase do not require light energy and occur simultaneously with the light reaction. Most green plants convert glucose into starch as soon as it is formed during photosynthesis. Several glucose molecules are transformed to produce one molecule of starch, and this process is called polymerization. Now, the overall reactions of our photosynthesis is very, very important. That is 6 carbon dioxide plus 12 molecules of water react in presence of chlorophyll and sunlight to release glucose, that is C6H12O6 plus 6 molecules of water and 6 molecules of oxygen. And polymerization, photolysis and photophosphorylation, these 3 definitions also very important. Now the end result of the product of photosynthesis. There are 3 end products of photosynthesis. First, glucose that is immediately consumed by the plant cells, stored in the form of insoluble starch, converted into sucrose, and then it is used in synthesizing fat and protein. Next, water. The water produced in this process may be reutilized in the continuance of photosynthesis. And third, oxygen. Some of the oxygen may be used in respiration in the leaf cells, but the major portion of it is not required and it diffuses out into the atmosphere through the stomata. Now, we will discuss the factors affecting photosynthesis. Both external and internal factors we have to study. External factors under that, the first, temperature. With the rise in temperature, the rate of photosynthesis rises. This rise occurs up to the optimum temperature of 35 degrees centigrade, after which the rate falls and stops above 40 degrees centigrade. At this uppermost limit, the enzymes are destroyed. Second, water content. The scarcity of water due to reduced absorption from the soil or due to excessive loss through transpiration reduces the rate of photosynthesis by decreasing diffusive capacity due to closure of stomata. And third, light intensity and carbon dioxide concentration. One would easily think that the rate of photosynthesis will increase with light intensity. To some extent, it is true. Photosynthesis increases with the light intensity up to a certain limit only, and then it gets stabilized. Internal factors. First, chlorophyll. Nutritional deficiency of mineral causes loss of chlorophyll, and hence there is a drop in trapping solar energy. Structure of leaf is also a vital point. Thickness of cuticle, distribution of stomata, and the size of leaf influence the amount of light and the amount of CO2, that is carbon dioxide, entering the leaf. And third, protoplasm. What is protoplasm? That is cytoplasm and nucleus together, known as protoplasm. Dehydration of protoplasm for some reason reduces the rate of photosynthesis. Similarly, the accumulation of carbohydrate also reduces the rate of photosynthesis. Next, the adaptations in leaf to perform photosynthesis. What are the adaptations now? First, leaf arrangement. The leaf should be arranged at right angle to the light source to obtain maximum light. Second, if there are too much stomata, it will allow rapid exchange of gases. The chloroplasts, if they are concentrated in the upper layer of the leaf, it will help to get more light energy. Vein system should be extensive for rapid transport to and from the mesophyll cells. The surface area of the leaf has to be large for maximum light absorption. Narrowing of leaves in certain plants is to minimize transpiration in order to conserve water, as in coriander and pine. Cuticle and upper epidermis are transparent and waterproof to allow light to enter freely. And last, if the leaves are thin, they will reduce the distance between the cells, facilitating rapid transport.